Hare Krishna. You're all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class at Sri Siddhadaras Vihari Temple, ISKCON, Juhu, Mumbai. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3, Advent of Lord Krishna. The verse which we are discussing today is 34 and 35. The verses are spoken by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna when he appeared in the prison house of Kansa in front of Mother Devaki and Vasudev. Both mother and father offered prayers to Krishna when he appeared in four-handed form. And then Krishna started speaking. So from verse 32, Krishna is speaking. Yesterday we discussed that Krishna told to Devaki and Vasudev that you were instructed by Brahmaji to beget children, and for that you underwent paramam tapa, a divine austerities, very severe austerities. Now today's verse, two verses, they describe what type of austerities they have done and why they were doing austerities, what was the intention behind those austerities. So let us recite these verses. Varshavatat pahima, gama kala gunanano, sahamano swashwasarodha, vinaradhota mano malo, shirnaha prana anela ahara, upashante na chetasa, matakaman abhitam tau, madaradhanam ihattau, varshavatat pahima, dharma kala gunanano, sahamanau swasarodha, vinaradhota mano malo, shena pranela arava, upashante na chetasa, matakaman abhipasanto, madaradhanam ihapto, varshavatat pahima, gharma kala gunanano, sahayamanau swasaruddha, vinarudhota mano malo, kshirna pranani laharao, upashante na chetasa, matakaman api abhishpanto, madaradhanam ihatto.
Varshavatat pahima, वर्षातात् महिमा ब्रह्मकाल गुणानन सह मानव श्वास रोधा विनर्धोता मनोमल शेन प्राण निलहारा उपशांतेन चेतसा मदत कामान अभिस्पतांत मद आराधनम इहत्तो वर्षात पाता कहिमा ग्राम काल गुणानो सह मानव श्वास रुद्धा विनर्धोता मनोमल क्षीर्ण प्राण निलहार उपशांतेन चेतसा मत कामानभिसपन्त मदाराधनं यत्तो वशाताप्तहिमा धर्मकालगुणानन सहन सहस रुद्धा निरुद्ध मनोमलो क्षीण प्राणानि लहारा उपशांतेन मनसा मत कामान अभिप्रसन्त मदाराधनं इहतो मत वर्षवातात् महिमा धर्मकाल गुणाननो स्वसमान श्वासरोध विनर्धोता मनोमल क्षीर्ण प्रणान लीलाहारा उपशांतेन चेतसा मद कामानभिस्पन्त मद आराधनम यतो
सो श्री कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग दैट you my mother and father so there is no word here mother and father in the verse but the Sanskrit word tau you both so Srila Prabhupada has translated in translation you my mother and father underwent austerities first varsha means rain rainy season Vata, heavy winds, tap, sun, heat, hima, what is hima? Severe cold, chilly, ice, so means winter season, grama, scorching sun. So these are the four seasons as such which are very difficult to tolerate. And how many seasons we know? Six. Two are pleasant. Four are austerity. The four seasons are austerity. Here are the four seasons. Kala means the influence of time. Gunan ano, gunan means the, every season has its own characteristics. And ano means you, you were doing austerities in all the seasons and tolerating all the heat, cold and everything. And the word is sahamanav, you both were tolerating. Sahamanav means sanshilta. So you were tolerating. So are these words in your own language, you understand all these words? Varsha? Huh? Varsha is okay. And Vata? Vata, Srila Prabhupada, is strong wind. And then Tapa. What is Tapa? Strong sunshine, Atap. Strong sunshine. Hima, severe cold. And Grana? Grana is heat. Gham, we call gham. Grana is heat. Kal gunan anu, according to seasonal changes. So what it means that you are not changing the place like we do. If it is too cold, we go to the some place where it is warm. Go to the Jagannath Puri in winter. It's not that. You were tolerating all seasons. What else you were doing? Why you were tolerating? Somebody say, why you were tolerating all this? Why you were doing austerities? The reason is vinurdhut mano malo. Vinurdhuta. What is vinurdhuta means? Dhuta. Cleaning. Washing. Vinir means is completely cleaning mano malo, the contamination of mind. Mind is with us since we are in this material world. We have changed bodies innumerable times, but the mind is same with us. Same mind is with us, right? So it has impressions from many lifetimes. So to purify the mind is actually the whole process of sadhana, to purify the mind. Actually, mind is the vibhuti of Krishna, right? Indriyanam manas chasmi, right? Among the senses, I am mind. So mind can only be purified, mind can only be peaceful when it is directed towards Krishna. If you direct mind anywhere else, it will never be satisfied because it is the vibhuti of Krishna. This is the nature. So mana Krishna padara vindayo. Mind should be focused on the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the only remedy. There is no other remedy. You try to stop mind by any other method, it's not possible because it is vibhuti of Krishna. It will only be peaceful when it is directed towards the service of Krishna or thinking of Krishna. This is the nature. You throw the stone anywhere up, it will only come and rest on the earth because it is part and parcel of earth. You ignite the fire, it will go up. It's all sun, coming from sun. So it will go up. You throw the water anywhere, it will go to the sea because source is the sea. So wherever is coming this, like Atma, the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. It can only be peaceful when it goes and serve and love Krishna. You try to serve and love anything in this world, it will never give you satisfaction. Never. This is their rule. Jo jiska hai, wahi shanti prapt karega. Man Bhagavan ka, Bhagavan ki vibhuti hai. So it can only be pacified when it goes to Krishna. So mano, vinurdhut mano, malav. Malav means contamination, dirty things. What else? and what else you have done in austerity? The one process here of austerity is swasarodha. Swas, you know swas? Breathing. Rodha, stopping. So process of pranayama. By process of pranayama, in Ashtanga yoga, asanas are to control the senses. Pranayama is to control the mind. This is the principle of Ashtanga yoga. You do asana, means the sitting postures or whatever the postures, to control the senses. And do the pranayama to control the mind. So to control the senses and mind, there is special posture and special breathing exercises. So you have done all this to purify your mind from the contamination. What were you eating? How long? They performed the austerity, the next verse. 12,000 celestial years. 12,000 celestial years. But Srila Prabhupada writes in comment, these 12,000 celestial years is not very big time, because Suttapa is son of Brahma. So he is in a Brahma Lok. And what is the time of Brahma Lok? One Manvantara only is 71 times 4 yugas. So what is 12,000 years? Brahma's planet. Nothing. Right? In Brahma's planet, 12,000 years is nothing. Prabhupada's commentary in the next verse is like that. You know Brahma's timetable? There's a one watch in Brahma's office. You know, one clock. In our clock, how many hours? There are 14 hours there. There are 14 hours there, okay? How many minutes are in our 1 hour? 60. In Brahma's 1 hour, there are 71 times 4 yugas passing. So 14 hours means, in Brahma's 1 day, there are 14 manus ruling. And each manu's rule lasts for 71 times 4 yugas. So what is 12,000 celestial years? Nothing. Right? So what they were eating? After all, you are doing austerities, you eat something. So next line says, Shirna prana. Shirna means fallen down, and prana means leaves. Those leaves which were falling down from the trees. And that was the food they were taking. And what else? Anala, air. So only the dried leaf and the air, aharao, and that was your food. So no cooking, no kitchen. Just depending on nature. Only dried leaves and air was their food. What is the result of all these austerities? Upashante na chetasa. Upashante na chetasa. Chetasa is mind. Chetasa is consciousness. Upashante na. Completely peaceful. There is a one austerity called Maunam. You know Maunam? Maunam means silence. So what do you think? This austerity is of what? Tongue? No. Austerity of mind. Maunam is not austerity of tongue. Bhagavad Gita, 17th chapter, austerity of the mind is maunam. And this is the example of maunam, of the mind, it becomes peaceful and silent. It's very difficult to keep the mind mon, or the silent, are peaceful. So these austerities are why we perform all these austerities? Prabhupada writes, why we? should perform these austerities for Prashanta Manasam. Upashante na chetasa. Your all mind was completely peaceful. Srila Prabhupada writes a special word. Peaceful with full controlled mind. Peaceful with full controlled mind. So purified consciousness. But what is the purpose of all these austerities? Mata kaman. From me you wanted some desire. You wanted to fulfill some benediction from me. Abhispanto. You have some desire to ask benediction from me. And therefore, mad aradhanam, you are worshipping me. Mad aradhanam yatu, you perform my worship. So, Srila Prabhupada's translation, my dear father and mother, you endured rain, wind, strong sun, scorching heat and severe cold, suffering all sort of inconvenience according to different seasons. By practicing pranayama to control the air within the body through the yoga, and by eating only air and dry leaves fallen from the trees, you cleanse from your mind all dirty things. In this way, desiring a benediction from me, you worship me with peaceful mind. Just we read the verse in the translation. Can you find the verse? The words of the verse in the translation? Little exercise is very important to really grasp this verse. All the words are there, but the one message is very good. You worship me with peaceful mind. It means until our mind is not peaceful, the worship is not pleasing to the Lord. That's what we every day say when chanting Hare Krishna. Attentive chanting. So mind should not go here and there. So worship should be done with a peaceful mind. And we will see soon why one should do all austerities. Because it pleases Supreme Lord. Krishna says, I was satisfied by your austerities. So one has to go under these austerities to please Supreme Lord. So this is tapasya, tapa. You have done paramam tapa. Supreme Lord appeared as Nar Narayan incarnation to show us the austerity is the perfection of the human life. Nar Narayan, which is the presiding deity of the Bharat Varsha, is presently in Badrika Ashram, is still doing austerities as a brahmachari. And Brahmaji, when he was created, he only heard two words, tapa, tapa, tapa. So austerity is most important in a human life. Regulation and austerity, that pleases Supreme Lord. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, Vasudev and Devaki did not obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son very easily. Nor does the Supreme Godhead accept merely anyone as his father and mother. Prabhupada once looked at a picture of Krishna and Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita's picture. And Prabhupada stopped and said, to have a photograph with Krishna is not easy. Arjuna has sacrificed everything, all his all relatives, and then his photo is with Krishna. So it's not easy to have a photograph with Krishna. Pure parivar ki ahuti de di tab Krishna ke saath photo अर्जुन का लगा है. अदरवाइज इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी वांट ए फोटो विद सम बिग लीडर, वी मे स्पेंड सम लैक्स ऑफ रुपीज टू गेट ए फोटो, बट फोटो कम्स इन न्यूज़पेपर, वी आर वेरी हैप्पी, बट आफ्टर फ्यू आवर्स दैट न्यूज़पेपर इज इन द स्ट्रीट, आवर फोटो इज इन द स्ट्रीट, and after some time somebody is putting the kachori on our photo with the chola, and then he throw that paper down and some dog is licking that photo. This is the photo of this world, but the photo of Krishna with Arjuna is a big austerity. So to have a photo, to get a Krishna as a son, it not an easy thing. Prabhupada says both ways, neither Krishna will except somebody's mother and father, if they are not peaceful. And Devaki was how much peaceful? When Kansa was driving the chariot of Vasudev and Devaki after their marriage, and there was a celestial Akashvani, celestial announcement that Kansa, the eighth child of this Devaki, will kill you. Kansa, in a moment, his demonic nature manifested, and he holds the Devaki with the hairs, and he has a sword, and he was about to cut the throat of Devaki, but Devaki was peaceful. She was not crying, she was not saying, "Don't kill me." She was completely peaceful. So such people who are not afraid of any situation and completely peaceful, have a complete faith in Supreme God, that if He is there as a protector, who will kill me? In any situation they are peaceful. In any situation. So Devaki was completely peaceful. And Vasudev, he was sober. And he only used the logic to convince Kansa not to kill Devaki. And he ultimately gave the words. You know what he said? "I will give all the children of the Devaki to you from those you have no fear. But I will not give the one which you are afraid of." In Sanskrit word, this is a very technical thing. This verse says, Vasudev says, "I will give all the children of the Devaki," because Devaki is not a threat for you. Her children are threat for you. "I will give you all children except the one which you are fearful of." This is the meaning of Sanskrit words. But Vasudev was truthful. So he was a truthful. His words, Kans believed that Vasudev is truthful. So these are the mother and father of Krishna. Very peaceful and truthful. Fixed in their words. They gave every son to the Kansa without any hesitation. No. So it's not easy to get Krishna is son. Neither Krishna will accept anybody ordinary as his mother and father. So they are very exalted personalities. Here we can see how Vasudev and Devaki obtained Krishna as their eternal son. But the eternal son, what does eternal son means? Krishna appeared 5,000 years as a son of Krishna, but still we are worshipping as a Devaki Nandan and Vasudev Nandan. So he's an eternal son. So relationship is eternal. Vasudev and Devaki are mother and father of Krishna eternally. Now eternally they are mother and father. So this, they have revived this Vatsalya Rasa, and it is eternal. In some of the verses, there's a little difference between the Krishna as a son of Yashoda and Nanda, and Krishna as a son of Devaki and Vasudev. What is the little difference? Vasudev and Devaki, they saw Krishna in 400 form. And Krishna told them, you think of me always. You always think of me as a god and your son. So they have awe and reverence. They have Aishwarya. Mishrit, Aishwarya Mishrit, Vatsalya Prem. But Nanda and Yashoda has Madhurya. Only Krishna's son, he is not God. Though Krishna has shown universal, he has shown universal form 2 times to the mother Yashoda. But she said, this is because of some problem in my eyes. Krishna, my son. So it appears, is it same Krishna or two Krishna? One Krishna or two Krishna? Krishna appeared as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki in 400 forms. Vasudeva Krishna. He appeared in a Rohini Nakshatra, second charan. His name is Vasudeva Krishna. Yashoda also gave birth to a male child in a third portion of Rohini Nakshatra, Tritiya Charana. And his name is Bihari, Ras Bihari. His name is Bihari. We is not va, is we. That is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna appears in one day of Brahma in 7th Manvantar, 28th Chaturyugi, Dwapur, last part. So it was the scheduled time for Krishna to appear. But at the simultaneously same time, Brahma has prayed to the Krishna for appearance on the request of Mother Earth. So the incarnation now has to come also simultaneously. So Vasudeva Krishna is incarnation. Nandanandan Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. There are 2 reasons Vishwanath Chakravarti father gives that why Nanda Baba has, Yashoda has also a son, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. One reason given is, Krishna told to the Yoga Maya, you become my younger sister, Anuja. So if there is no elder brother, how can there be younger sister? So there must be elder brother. The other reason that there was a Jat Karma Sanskar done by Nanda Baba. Jat Karma Sanskar means connection of a newly born baby with mother of umbilical cord that has to be cut. So it cannot be that Vasudeva will carry the child from Mathura with the umbilical cord. It's not possible. So there must be a baby born to Yashoda. And also the scripture says Yashoda gave birth to a boy called Govinda and a girl called Yogamaya. She gave birth to two. Now there are 2 Krishna. They become one. Vasudeva Krishna merged into the Yashoda Nandan Krishna. They become one. When Krishna left Vrindavan at the age of 11 years for Mathura at Akrur Ghat, the place where he showed to the Akrura his form in the Yamuna River, Anantasesh and Vishnu. That was Vasudeva Krishna. In that mood he went to the Mathura. And Yashoda Nandan Krishna eternally stays in Vrindavan. He never goes a step out of Vrindavan. Na ek pada, not a one step I go out of Vrindavan. He's a Madhurya Krishna in Vrindavan. Why Krishna doesn't appear for establishment of Dharma? He's not appearing to kill the demon. It's not his business. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna has no this business. His business is to bring the devotees with him, his associate, mother, father, Vatsalya Ras devotees, Madhurya Ras devotees, Sakharas devotees and Dasaras devotees with him from the Goloka Dham he brings with him. And he has the pastime with them of all these mellows to give us the chance to revive our loving relationship with Krishna in all these four mellows. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna says, people worship me with awe and reverence that don't please me. That don't really, they will never come to the Golok Dham. Their highest destination will be Vaikuntha. And I am not pleased really until unless they develop this Braja Prem. So Braja Prem, Krishna comes only to give Braja Prem. One day of Brahma. So this is actually the Krishna who comes to give the Braja Prem. And what is the Braja Prem? How can somebody go to the Braja, Golok Vrindavan? How can we go to the Golok? Not by Vaidhi Bhakti. Not by Vaidhi Bhakti anybody can go to the Golok Vrindavan. No. The highest limit of the Vaidhi Bhakti is Vaikuntha. So how can one go to the Golok Vrindavan? By Braja Prem. And how can one develop Braja Prem? By which type of bhakti? Raga Anoga Bhakti. Raga Anoga Bhakti. Right? How many types of bhakti we know? Three. Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, Prem Bhakti. Why we perform sadhana bhakti? To awaken bhav bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is performed to awaken bhav bhakti. And sadhana bhakti is of two types. What are two types of sadhana bhakti? Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and raganoga sadhana bhakti. Only by raganoga sadhana bhakti we can get Braja Prem. Only. Exclusively. And what is Raga Atmika Bhakti? Eternal associate of Krishna as Braja Dham, they have Raga Atmika Bhakti. Eternal associate of Krishna of Braja Vrindavan, Golok Dham, they are called Raga Atmik Bhakta. And one who follow in the footstep of those bhakta is called Raganuga Bhakta. So there are two words, Ragatmika and Raganuga. So Krishna only comes to give Braja Prem, that is Raganuga Bhakti. But to start Raganuga Sadhan Bhakti, one has to come to the stage of Nishtha. Adau Shardha Ata Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya Anarth Nivarti Nishtha. After Nishtha, Raganuga Sadhana practiced. Most difficult stage is Anarth Nivarti. To be free from the unwanted anarthas in the life. It takes long time to get out of that. But which is the easiest method to get out of the Anarth Nivarti? What is the easiest method? Every day we chant this verse. Every day we chant this verse before Bhagavatam. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttam shloker bhakti bhavati. So if you are really serious for the regular Bhagavatam class, Nishtha is very easy. We will overcome all these obstacles. This is the only remedy. There's no other way. Anartha Nivarti. Coming to the Nishtha. Anarths are gone. But still offenses will remain. Anarths may be cleared, but offenses will remain. Till bhav. Trace of offenses will still be. So Vaishnava Aparad and all these Naam Aparad, they will continue even after Nishtha. Up till the little bit is still in the bhav. So this process is very, when we say bhav and prem, that is only, basically getting a prem is also shantaras. When added to the prem sneha or mamato, then it becomes really dasyaras. So after prem, there are stages. Anybody knows the stages after prem? Prem, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhav, mahabhav. These are the 8 stages above prem. And when prem plus sneha is das bhakti. Shant bhakti means firm determination, supreme Lord, that Lord is supreme, and detachment from the world. This is shant bhakti. 2 things. Attachment as a fixed nishta, fixed conviction that there is a God, his supreme Lord is final authority, and material world completely free from the material enjoyment. And who is the example of Shantaras? Example of Shantaras? 4 Kumara. 4 Kumara is example of Shantaras. Now Yogendra is example of Shantaras. Are these ordinary people? 4 Kumaras and now Yogendra, Shantaras. When third thing added to 2 things, sneha, mamta, Krishna's mind. When sneha is added, then it is dasa bhakti. Up till this, it is a shanta bhakti. Sneha, you add sneha, means Krishna is mine, my master. This is the question commonly I ask. Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? You give some answer, who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you meet Arjuna and ask who is Krishna, what will be his answer? Huh? My friend. Right? If you meet Yashoda Maya and ask who is Krishna, what she will say? My son, right? You meet Hanuman and ask who is Ram, what do you say? My master. Until and unless this relationship is established, Krishna is my master. He is God, yes, but he is my master also. Until and unless that mamatva is not there, dasa bhakti don't start. Therefore, initiation, the word das is added to everybody's name. Right? Which means now he is your master and you are his servant. So this relationship is still established by initiation, but we are so conditioned that even when we tell our name, we never say Das. Our name, whatever our name is, we will never say our name Das, we always say our name Prabhu. We should not say Prabhu, but the other can say Prabhu. Our name is Das, right? But nobody ever say that my name is Das, right? And I say, well, you know, in the Kali Yuga, you use the double Das in your name. A Das in front and Das behind. Like a train, when it has to go uphill, then there are 2 engines, one engine front and one engine behind. Then only. So in the Kali Yuga, you said, Das Sarvabhauma Das. You say like this, double Das, then there's a possibility of really progressing. Double Das, but we are not saying single Das. But Mahaprabhu said, Das, 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 Anudas. Gopi Bhardav Pad Kamalayor, Das, 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 Anudas. I am the servant of servant of servant of servants. This is our identity. So, this is most important, Mamatva. Who is Krishna? It's my master. I belong to Rasa Bihari. He is mine. Unless this mamatva is not there, there is no relationship. Therefore, Mahaprabhu did not accept Santa Rasa. He said, after Dasya Rasa, there is a relationship. So, mamatva, develop this mamatva. Krishna is mine. I am Krishna's. Krishna is mine. So, Srila Prabhupada writes, in our own lives, we are meant to follow the principles indicated herewith for getting good children. Prabhupada said, Vasudeva and Devaki underwent austerities to get Krishna as son. We may not get Krishna, but we can get good children at least. We should follow this principle. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to get Krishna as his son. But at least one can get a very good son and daughter for the benefit of human society. Prabhupada has written son and daughter both. Because people, if the son is born, they are happy. In human society, son is born, the parents are happy. And in a gaushala, if the baby calf is born, the cowherd is happy. Bull is born, no good. Gaushala mein bail aaya to pareshani. And bail, what is bail representing? Dharma. So if dharma is coming, we are not happy. Gaya chahiye, bachda nahi chahiye. Or girl, if you get a daughter, you know, daughter in Sanskrit, what is the meaning? What is the word used for daughter? Dohetar. One who milk the cow. The dohetar has become daughter automatically in English. Dohetar, daughter. And this is the greatest gift of the God that you can give in charity, kanyadan. What you will do with the son? So Krishna Prabhupada says, to get a son or daughter, of course it's not possible. Why one should get a good children? Why? Prabhupada writes, one should get good children for benefit of human society. For human society. Good children for the benefit of human society. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that if human beings do not follow the spiritual way of life, there will be an increased Varna Shankar population. Population begotten like cats and dogs, and the entire world will become like hell. What is in Bhagavad Gita? Where in Bhagavad Gita it says? Varna Shankar. Where is Varna Shankar in Bhagavad Gita? First chapter. Also, and this is not first chapter actually. This is where Krishna says in fourth chapter, I follow all and rules and regulations. If I don't follow, then I will be the cause of creating Varna Shankar's population. This is that verse. Now the first verse is Arjuna is saying how there's a degradation in the society. How there's a degradation in society. There will be no, the all males will be males. If they are killed in the war, females will be there. Then there will be adulteration, and adulteration will give rise to the Varna Shankar. Istreshu dushtasu varshaniya jayanti Varna Shankara. So that is a different verse. This verse is Krishna is speaking. If I don't follow the rules and regulations established by me, then people will imitate me, and they will, then I will be the reason for creating the Varna Shankar population. Right? Which verse in fourth chapter is this? Can you find this? Utse dayanti jati dharma kul dharma sanana. He's saying the verse is right. Which number is verse? 424. Utse dayanti. Sankarsya kartaham. I will be the cause of creating Varna Shankar. Prabhupada is saying, so this is what Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita. Then the world becomes hell. Not practicing Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, not practicing Krishna consciousness. But simply encouraging artificial means to check population will be futile. The population will increase and it will consist of Varna Shankar, unwanted progeny. Is right? Prabhupada is writing this thing, is right? Yes. Population is not increasing. Is it increasing? It is increasing. Population is increasing. But Varnashram population, Varna Shankar population is increasing. Not good population is increasing. Varna Shankar population is increasing. Therefore, there is a chaos in the whole world. There is a terrorism in the world. There is so many problems of the world are due to the Varna Shankar population. Prabhupada is saying, if they don't follow Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada is giving invitation, if you want really good progeny, then you follow Krishna consciousness. If not following Krishna consciousness, each word is so heavy, Prabhupada, not practicing Krishna consciousness, but simply encouraging artificial means to check the population will be futile. The population will increase and it will consist of Varna Shankar unwanted progeny. It is better to teach people how to beget children, not like hogs and dogs, but in a controlled life. In human life is meant not for becoming a hog and dog, but for tapo devyam, transcendental austerity. Everyone should be taught to undergo austerity, tapasya. Although it may not be possible to undergo tapasya like that of Prishni and Sutapa, but Shastra has given an opportunity for a method of tapasya very easy to perform. Now Prabhupada is saying one very easy tapasya. We may not be able to do this tapasya. What is that easy tapasya? Very easy tapasya to perform. The Sankirtan movement to get Krishna. Sankirtan movement, one cannot expect to undergo tapasya to get Krishna as one's child. Yet simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, Prabhupada is now paraphrasing this verse of 12th canto. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. If they simply chant the Krishna, this verse is in 12th canto, how to overcome all the obstacles of Kali Yuga. Kirtanad eva krishnasya. This is the biggest austerity. You make people to do this, chanting Hare Krishna is austerity? It's a big austerity. Prabhupada said, to make people chant Hare Krishna is as difficult as giving medicine to a horse. You have to give medicine to the horse, you need 6 people. 4 to hold the legs and 1 to open mouth and 1 has to put the medicine. It is not easy really to make people chant Hare Krishna. But this is the greatest austerity. If the people do this Sankirtan movement, one can become so pure that one becomes free from all contamination of this material world. Mukta Sangha. This whole verse is paraphrased. Mukta Sangha Param Brajeta. What is the verse? Kaler doshe nide rajanasti eko mahaguna kirtana krishna krishnasya mukta sangha param brajeta. So Prabhupada is paraphrasing this verse. This is the austerity for the... See, this purport, Prabhupada's purport is giving one austerity for Kali Yuga, to purify our existence, to be free from contamination and to get the ultimate goal of life. Only one verse. All the big tapasya, great tapasya done by Vasudeva and Devaki, this is very difficult for us. But this tapasya we can do, we can get all the same benefits. So Prabhupada writes, Mukta Sangha, and goes back to home, back to God as Param Brajeta. The Krishna conscious movement therefore is teaching people not to adopt artificial means of happiness, but take the real path of happiness as prescribed in the Shastra, the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, and become perfect in every aspect of material existence. So what is the message of today's verse? Chant Hare Krishna and purify yourself and make other people and teach this to others. Krishna consciousness is teaching this to people, not aspire for artificial happiness, but follow the principle of Prabhupada said, this movement is established to make people happy. This movement is established to make people happy. And what do happy people do? When there is a happiness in your life, what you do? I ask this question from people when you are happy. A marriage in your house, birthday in your house, somebody came number one in the exam in your house, what you'll do when you are happy? What is, how you show your happiness? Chanting, dancing and feasting, right? While you dance, you sing and you eat, that is your happiness. You express happiness like this. And we are doing everyday like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Every day chanting, every day dancing, every day feasting, right? This is happiness. Krishna consciousness is always keeping you transcendentally happy. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Dai Gaur Premanande. So Sankirtan movement is the greatest austerity for the people of Kali Yuga. So we have to practice it and we have to propagate this. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Any comment, Prabhu? Question, comment? Yes? Microphone?
Just a simple question. We hear that Krishna sometimes he left Vrindavan when he was 11. And sometimes we hear that he left when he was 16.
Sometimes?
Sometimes we hear that he was 16 also, years old.
Six or 60?
When he left Vrindavan.
Six, 1 6? Yeah. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, when Krishna is 2.5 years or little more than that, he is like 5 years old. He looks like 5 years old. So his pastime in Gokul is 3 years, 3 years and 4 months as a Kumar, which is equal to 5 years. Kumar, age is 5 years. Then he comes to the Vrindavan. So this is this first pastime in Gokul is Vatsalya. Is a childhood pastime for Vatsalya devotees who have paternal love. Then he moves to the Vrindavan, where his pastime is again 3 years and 5-6 months. Then his pastime with the coward boys. This is Sakharas. Then he looks, is a Pongal Avastha. This is his age between 5 and 10 of an ordinary child. Then he has his pastime in Nandagram. They are also about same 3 years and 4-5 months. There his pastime is with gopis in conjugal love, where he is in his Kishore, is in Kishore age, which is between 10 and 15. But here Krishna is only 11 and he looks like he is 15. That's what the Vishwanath Chakravarti gave the. He's acting as a Kishore, but he is outwardly he is 11 years, and then he left at 11 years to Mathura, and there he stayed for almost 17 years or something, and then he left for the Dwarka. So this is the only explanation given by the Acharya, Hare Krishna. Oh, yes, Prabhu. Yes. Chanting Hare Krishna is everything. Like in a seed, there is a whole tree. This Hare Krishna mantra has everything. Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's abode, everything of Krishna is within this mantra. You chant, everything will be revealed in due course of time. समय के साथ सब चीज अपने आप प्रकट हो जाएगा. Krishna, Prabhupada started chanting Hare Krishna, this whole movement came out. The whole movement came out simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said when he was going from Pittsburgh airport to the New Vrindavan, he said, I established this movement by two things. Sweetly chanting Hare Krishna and distributing prasad. Then one day he said to Brahmanand that in early days we were not having even prasad. One apple we were slicing in 20 pieces. But it is Hare Krishna Mahamantra that by that we have spread the movement all over the world. But this small apple of Prabhupada is an apple. One apple fell in the heaven and Adam ate that apple and the creation came. One apple is an apple, technology come, one apple fell from the tree and Newton's law came. One apple company has IT industry apple and one apple Prabhupada gave an ISKCON came out. Simple. This is the apple philosophy. One apple say, Hare Krishna and apple has done all this miracle. Yes, you chant Hare Krishna, don't do anything and you can get everything. Sure. अगर कर सकता है तो बहुत अच्छा है लेकिन ये कहेगा कर नहीं पाएगा. कहना आसान है हरे कृष्णा जपूंगा लेकिन जपेगा नहीं. ऑल अदर थिंग्स आर रियली टू मेक अस फिक्स्ड इन चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा. दे आर रेसिप्रोकल. वी कैन से वी कैन चैंट हरे कृष्णा ऑल द टाइम्स बट 16 माला ही पसीना निकल जाता है. कहना आसान है करना बहुत मुश्किल है. If someone can chant Hare Krishna all the time, this is what we need. Har samay Bhagwan ke naam ka uchharan hota rahe. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.